This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, just when you think it's safe to go back into the water, or however that saying goes, remember, I, you know, went to school. I was a little kid when Jaws was out, and boy, we were scared to death. We didn't even jump in puddles. That Jaws movie scared the hell out of us. Well, now we're being told that the CDC is warning us that a second wave of flu is upon us. A second wave of flu. Now, the flu should be over. Nah, it's not really over. Flu season doesn't really end until end of May, early June. To be honest. All right. So people are still getting the flu. But now they're saying that those of us who got the flu can now get hit with a second flu. Which one? Influenza B. So remember the H3N2 we talked about was an A strain influenza? That's the one that really hit a lot of us and hit us hard. Well, now, later in the season, influenza B is making the rounds. And they say Americans appear to be reporting more B flu cases this time of year. And almost 60% of the lab-identified cases are showing that it's now B strain. B strain may not be as horrible to us adults, but for kids, it could be pretty severe. And already young children have really gotten hit hard this flu season. We're being told that there were 5 pediatric flu-related deaths already this week. And we're in week 11. Well, we're not in week 11, but the latest reporting of week 11 is from March 11th to March 17th. So we're right now in, what, week 13? But they say, for now, we are at 133 influenza-related pediatric deaths for the 2017-2018 season, which is definitely high, higher than it's been in a long time. We don't have the final number or the tally on adult flu-related deaths. That's not going to come for a while because, again, they have to figure out, was it really pneumonia? Was it really the flu? Was it a misdiagnosed pneumonia? You know, say somebody called it a flu, but it was really pneumonia. So they have to figure that out. So according to the CDC, they said overall this H3N2 influenza A virus have been the predominant one. We know that. But in recent weeks, that has declined. Okay, good. We're out of the peak. Peak flu season is usually January, February. During week 11, however, influenza B viruses were more frequently reported than influenza A. So now we're seeing the uptick. And they said the proportion of outpatient visits for influenza-like illness was 2.7%, above the national baseline of 2.2%. So we're still higher than average this time of year. They say 9 of 10 regions reporting this influenza-like illness were at or above region-specific baseline levels, and 6 states that had high activity, 9 states had moderate, New York City, Puerto Rico, District of Columbia, and 17 states experienced low activity, but still activity, and 18 states minimal. So what does it mean? It means most states are still reporting flu-like activity. Now, if you guys got the flu shot last October or September, you still should be fairly protected because the trivalent and the quadrivalent flu vaccines both protect against the influenza A and B. Remember, it was H1N1, H3N2, and then one of the influenza Bs, and they had the California virus, and then they had the, I can't say the word on air, remember, it sounded like a cuss word, foo, cat, but I can't say it the way it's supposed to be pronounced, okay, so that was another strain, but the flu shot efficacy, it was only at about 30%, so, and, you know, we talked about, if you got the flu once, can you turn around and come back and get the flu again? Yeah, absolutely, you can get even the same flu strain. Absolutely. Because, you know, these viruses are not 100%. Now, your immune system should be pretty good at identifying the approximate virus, but slight changes could be just enough to flu to mess with your immune system. But now here's the kicker. Okay, this is the kick in the pants that we didn't need. A lot of us are starting to have our allergies. Okay, our eyes are watering, our nose keeps running, and we just feel like we can't, have a dry day. When you suffer from allergies, your immune system takes a little bit of a plunge. I know that's a little plunge. Okay, yeah, a little plunge. I can say a little plunge. D. Also a little plunge. Because the immune system has to deal with all the allergies, some flu bug could still take advantage. Now, does the average person get sick late in the flu season? No. The average person would get flu during flu, the peak of flu season or around that time. But if your allergies are bad, it's not that far off for you to get sick again. Many of you say, look, I need to treat my allergies with an antibiotic because I always get an infection. And doctors will say, no, allergies do not need antibiotics. I, however, understand what some of these people are talking about. When the allergies kick in, many of them are very susceptible to a sinus infection. And they will get a sinus infection every allergy season. And we will have to give them antibiotics. Why? Because, again, your immune system dropped. You're fighting with allergies. Some bacteria that was floating around the grocery store when you were standing in line decided to get in. And then when it got in, it set up shop. And so now you have an infection. So for those people that do suffer from allergies, asthma, COPD, you make sure you start seeing your medical provider early. Because you need to start treating for the allergies and be prepared in case you get an infection. Now, later on this hour, we're going to talk about how people are blaming asthma inhalers for global warming. Are you kidding me, really? So that now, okay, first of all, it was us meat eaters. Then it was our SUV drivers. Then it was those of us that just pass a lot of gas. And now they're saying that it could be our inhalers, that could be fueling global warming. With the global warming thing, can I just say, look, guys, okay, I do think we are having shifts in our weather, and I do think we may be having global warming. I just don't particularly think that my rectum is the cause of it. Or my SUV. Well, I don't have an SUV anymore. Or my car. I just don't think what I am personally doing is causing the rivers to dry up and the weather to change and nor'easters to come. I mean, I don't have that much wind. Okay, guys? I don't. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown and small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's Alfie's results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of you guys have questions and calls, and sometimes you get us when we're not live on air. So let's go to the phone lines and answer your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dolly. You are absolutely awesome. You're a princess. I would love to take you out on a very special date. My question is about testosterone. There's just tremendous amount of commercials on television and print for testosterone boosters, at least in the Florida area here. You know, men 50 and 60 all eating this stuff up, and it has a lot of downsides that I've read and some upsides. So what is the truth, and is there any natural supplement to get the job done, or do we need to just eat right and take our basic nutrients and let the body do its thing? Bye-bye.
That's, No, thank you. Thank you. I wish I could talk to you live. It only bothers me because I see all these ads for low T and boost your testosterone and you need to be on this supplement. And, you know, as a medical provider that does, you know, mainstream medicine and board certified family medicine, I'm a fan of supplementing something that needs to be supplemented, but I am not a fan of people being, goaded into taking something that they may not need. So, yes, there are some things you can naturally do to increase your testosterone if it needs to be done, but let's just quickly talk about what low T is. So, there's tons of different resources out there. I love WebMD, Mayo Clinic, any of them, you know, really have some good discussions, but in a nutshell, low testosterone can manifest in a whole variety of symptoms, okay? And your testosterone normally can range anywhere between 300 to 900 nanograms per deciliter. And so if somebody falls, let's say from 900 to 500, they'll still feel fine. They may not have any symptoms, but for some that drop may be enough for them to feel because they were operating at one level and then they dropped. So you'll have some people whose testosterone levels are still normal, but they'll feel symptomatic, and that's something we also need to address. So, right now, has there been a lot of evidence to suggest that if your levels do drop, you know, would you benefit from therapy? It's hard to say. There's also so much placebo with it. So what experienced doctors need to do is measure free testosterone. That's the amount of hormone that is active in the body at any given time. They say a man with total testosterone in the normal range may still have technically low T if the free testosterone measurements come up short. So first things first, when you guys get your blood work done, don't just get a total testosterone, get a free and total testosterone, because the free testosterone is what's more indicative of your true testosterone status. Okay, so now somebody having low testosterone, and by the way, any of these symptoms, don't just check testosterone. Other things may need to be checked as well. But so symptoms of low testosterone could be, you could start getting depressed, you know, low confidence, difficulty concentrating, disturbed sleep, just like with women with menopause. From a physical standpoint, men will definitely notice declining muscle mass, declining bone mass, which is why men need to also get bone density scans to check the thickness of their bones. We may see more increased body fat. We may see more fatigue. Men, according to Harvard EDU, may also have some swollen or tender breasts, some flushing or hot flashes. Men could get hot flashes. You know, with testosterone dropping, your estrogen is unopposed, so now you may have higher estrogen, so you may actually have, you know, some more quote-unquote feminization of some of your symptoms that you didn't have before. But the big thing that people find is lower sex drive, fewer spontaneous erections, and difficulty sustaining erections. As a female doctor, I would ask my patients, I go, if you're not having spontaneous erections, isn't that a good thing? That has to be hard when you're at work, and all of a sudden, boom, you get an erection. I mean, don't you think you want to have less of the spontaneous ones? The thing is I guess for guys, and I'm not a guy, but I guess guys really like waking up having their, you know, release of the Kraken, so to speak. So, you know, hear me roar, you know. We're all stretching as we get out of bed. So, there's a lot of symptoms. Okay, there's a lot of symptoms. So, now, what are benefits then? Well, if you are having these symptoms and you are starting to lose your muscle mass, you're getting fatigue, you're having breast development, then yeah, hormone therapy will help. If you're having issues in the bedroom, you know, or for some people back in the car, I don't know where you guys do it nowadays, you know, having a robust sex life is very healthy. You know, there was a study a long time ago showing low testosterone and shorter life expectancy. They say men with low T die sooner than men with normal levels of testosterone. However, a lot of different things could cause low testosterone. Is it just testosterone being low, or is it that you have some other comorbidities like diabetes? You know, some people with diabetes, they start to drop their testosterone. So is it that you're going to live less years because you're a diabetic than because of you having low testosterone? But I got to tell you, you having osteoporosis and low muscle mass or bone mass, because of your testosterone, you fall and get a hip fracture, you don't live that long after a hip fracture. Unless we address it right away and we get you moving again. So, you know, testosterone, you know, low testosterone levels have also been linked to higher risk of heart disease. However, testosterone therapy has been also linked to heart disease. So we are talking where it's got to be just right. So can testosterone therapy cause heart attacks? In some, it can. What about blood clots? Yep. Stroke? Yep. Now, Dr. Eisenberg of, let me give him the credit where it's credited. Where's Dr. Eisenberg from? Let me find Dr. Eisenberg. I apologize. We have a doctor here, and we are trying to find where he's from. He's director of male reproductive medicine and surgery at Stanford Hospital and Clinics in Palo Alto. Now, he says sometimes what you could do is if you donate blood, you could maybe offset the risk of blood clots and stroke by the testosterone therapy. So that's fascinating. I would love for you guys to donate more blood. I did mine on Friday. Hey, I donated my crazy juice. You know, one pint of blood could save up to three lives, which means three people may be now running around with googly eyes, crazy hair, and an affinity to glitter. Yep, they got my blood. Yeah, well, they got my blood on Friday, so whoever receives it will receive it in the next few days. So anyway, back with the testosterone. You could also get sleep apnea, acne, breast enlargement, you know. And so, you're on one end, you could be having breast enlargement because of the unopposed estrogen. But men on testosterone or steroids could also have an increase in breast enlargement as well. So, and then you have to be very careful with the testosterone gels because you could pass it on to your sex partner. You could pass it on to your kids. Now, what about prostate? Everybody's always worried about prostate cancer risk. Well, we really haven't seen testosterone replacement increase your risk of prostate cancer. Where the problem is if you are destined to have prostate cancer, enhancing your testosterone levels may speed it up. Just like with women and estrogen. Estrogen should not turn a cell cancerous. But if you are prone to breast cancer and you start having a couple cells, that estrogen could fuel it. So if you are on testosterone therapy, you need to be very, very diligent about your PSAs, your prostate-specific antigens. So what if you want to just naturally increase your testosterone? Well, exercise is huge. Exercise can boost testosterone. There was a large study that found that people who exercise regularly had higher testosterone levels. And so even in obese men, it's even more important. Resistance training, weight training is the best type of exercise, they say, to boost testosterone. And this is being reported by Healthline. High-intensity training can also be effective. Just make sure your heart can handle it. Make sure you see your heart doctor. I'm not a big fan of the creatine, but some people say that that can even help. Of course, eat protein. Protein helps. Okay? Calorie intake you need to be careful with, but protein is good. Carbs even play a role, so you can't be doing carb-free. Even healthy fats, the omega-3 fats, can help with your testosterone. Now, you do have to cut back on your stress. The problem with stress is stress can reduce your testosterone levels, cortisol, etc. And so the more fat you have, the more stress, the more cortisol, the more your testosterone could drop. That's why we want you to have good sleep. We want you to, you know, laugh, have a balanced lifestyle, just like our caller said. And then some people say to soak up the sun and get some more vitamin D. Vitamin D can help. I mean, most of the population is vitamin D deficient because we're afraid of cancer, skin cancer. But when you increase your vitamin D and your calcium, your testosterone may go up. So we find that fascinating. Plus, it helps strengthen the bones. And then some multivitamins like zinc and B supplements, those may help. They say zinc may also boost testosterone in athletes. So if you're looking for a supplement, I would take a really good multivitamin. I'd also get a lot of sleep. One of you asked me about ashwagandha. It's an herb where they found a little bit of a study where there was some increased testosterone levels. I just don't know the risks, so I would say be careful with that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an Australian GP, or family doc, has admitted that he warns his asthma patients that their inhalers may be contributing to climate change. Dr. Brett Montgomery, who suffers from the condition himself, claims conventional gadgets do as much damage to the planet as 25,000 cars. He urges asthmatics to stop using meter dose inhalers, which emit chemicals that damage the ozone and spark rising temperatures. Now, I know a lot of you guys are split on this whole global warming thing, so I'll go easy. I understand that we gotta stop emitting certain things into our atmosphere. I get that. But come on, really? let the asthmatics have their inhalers. So these inhalers use norfluorine and apiflurance, which are about 3,200 times more potent than carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide bears most of the blame for global warming. So in writing for a piece called The Conversation, the senior lecturer in general practice at the University of Western Australia said, I am both a doctor and a person with asthma. As an asthmatic, I found changing inhalers to be easy. If anything, my dry powder inhalers are simpler to use. So your dry powder inhalers are your Advair, Discus, those kinds of things. As a doctor, he says, I've been pleasantly surprised by how open my patients have been to this topic. What about Benaca? Didn't people used to spray Benaca? Right? No one's worried about Benaca, but they're all worried about the asthma inhaler. So he writes, I'm worried people might find it weird. Their GP was raising environmental issues at their appointment, but my fears were unfounded. If meter dose inhalers are a better choice for you, please don't panic and quit your medicines. These gases probably won't be the biggest contributor to your personal carbon footprint. Oh, you want to see a carbon footprint? I'll give you a carbon footprint, all right. Man, I tell you, I am so sick and tired of everybody making us feel guilty about our stupid carbon footprint. Oh, my gosh. Leave me alone. Take that carbon footprint. I'll take my carbon foot and I'll shove it so far up your carbon footprint emitting butt. I'm sick of this stuff. Anyway, okay. So, what does climate change do to our oceans? So, this article quickly changes to the ocean because a lot of us, we don't really care about, you know, what happens in the tundra. But we do care about the little veggies. We care about the veggies. So, apparently, climate change is contributing to ocean acidification. That's according to the National Ocean Service. And the change can be attributed to higher levels of greenhouse gases that are emerging as a result of human activities. That's according to this site. Climate change affects the ocean in a variety of ways. Sea levels rise, coral in the sea could be smothered. Climate change, could affect the currents and cause murky water. Then it could hurt our seafood source, you know. And if we don't get our seafood, then we can't eat fish for dinner. When we really want to eat beef and steak, there won't be any fish for us to eat, which will force us to go back to the steak. So they want us to eat sustainable seafood, refrain from dumping household chemicals into storm drains. I don't know about you guys, but I do not take any of my cleaning supplies and go out into my residential area and find a storm drain and dump it. I don't do that. Do I wash the sink and clean out the sink? And then, yeah, I do. You know, I mean, we got to clean the sink. We got to use cleaners. Maybe that's what they need to do. Maybe household cleaners need to be bio-organic type stuff. They tell us to drive as little as possible. But then if I'm walking, I'm making more of a carbon footprint. They're telling us to recycle. They want us to print less. And they want us to help with beach cleanups. Okay, well, let's go back to our asthmatics, because our asthmatics are like, wait a second. Okay, I just want to breathe. Can we just get back to my breathing? So, Dr. Montgomery says, but consider changing your inhaler if it's an option for you. When it comes to reducing your footprint, every little bit counts. So, inhalers have HFCs, hydrofluorocarbons. And in Australia, Dr. Montgomery, and again, I like Australians. I don't want to make fun of Dr. Montgomery because, again, you know, what was it, P52 Wallaby Way, Sydney? Right. Just in case he lives at P52 Wallaby Way, I don't want to give him any, you know, I mean, they did come up with Finding Nemo. But, you know, people, they say countries have already taken a step to limit emissions by agreeing to slash the use of HFCs. Now, these hydrofluorocarbons are used in refrigerators, freezers, air conditioners. So I guess in Australia, they're starting to cut back. And I think they're doing it in America as well. But do we really have to start changing around what we're doing with our asthmatics? Now, if you're an asthmatic, why are you on the inhaler? What does the inhaler do? So the inhaler is usually a beta agonist. And what these beta agonists do is they help dilate your respiratory tree so that you can get your bronchioles, so you can get more oxygen in. Also, beta agonists will vasoconstrict the blood vessels, help increase blood pressure. And so, which is why some of your blood pressure medicine may be a beta blocker. That will help relax the blood vessels and lower blood pressure. But when it comes to beta agonist, your vasculature in the lungs will dilate a little to increase the oxygenation, the oxygen flow from the blood, from the lungs to the blood, and your respiratory tree will dilate. So when you think of, you know, whenever you used to run track, okay, you notice you would breathe heavier. You'd start, when you ran, you would start stimulating your epinephrine, and that epinephrine would kick in, increasing your cardiac output, constricting your blood vessels to shunt the blood where it needed to, and to dilate the lung, the lung linings, the bronchioles. So that's what beta agonists do. It kind of acts a little bit like epinephrine. So, when somebody has asthma, and we need to talk about this with allergy season, many of you think that as long as you have your inhaler, like your Ventolin, albuterol, you're good for the season. Well, all that does is it treats a symptom. It helps open up your lung linings. Does that really help with the allergy component of asthma or allergies? It's not a steroid, okay? It's not a agonist against certain mediators in the inflammatory process. Other medicines have to do that, like your Flovent, like your chromalin sodium, like your Atrovent. There's a bunch of different other medicines that we will use, and that could also increase your breathing function and efficiency and decrease inflammation. Singulair. A lot of you guys take Singulair. Singulair is a leukotriene antagonist. It's one of the mediators in the inflammatory process, and stopping leukotrienes can help your asthma. And so there's a lot of different medicines we use for asthma, but the most common one is the one they're talking about, these inhalers that we use to help dilate your bronchial linings. Here's the thing. People die of asthma if they do not have their inhaler. It is crucial that you have that inhaler. So I just found out that one of our colleagues, his son died because he was out in the middle of, you know, the desert, hanging out, whatever. He goes into an asthmatic attack. No inhaler. No inhaler. And so somebody having their asthma inhaler is vital. And we talk about EpiPens for people that unfortunately could go into anaphylaxis and have, you know, severe allergy symptoms and can't breathe. You know, not only have an EpiPen, but, you know, have an albuterol inhaler. These inhalers are so life-saving. And we don't want somebody who is very, very environmentally conscious. And good for you. Look, I like the environment, too. I work for the EPA. But we don't like people who are so environmentally conscious that they're like, you know what, I'm going to start weaning off my inhaler. Because when the poop hits the fan, that may be the only thing that helps save your life. Now, if your asthma is in good control, you may never need to take a hit of that albuterol inhaler. So my job as a doctor is, if you're needing that albuterol inhaler more than twice a week, that your asthma isn't in good control. But if you rarely need the albuterol inhaler, you're in good shape. So as we come into allergy season, this is the time to check in with your medical provider, time to discuss what options you have in terms of trying to maintain good asthma control. But don't be getting rid of your asthma inhalers. Yeah, maybe pharmaceutical companies need to make more bio-friendly ones, but that's not on you. That's on them. 1-877-DOCTORELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Rena writes, is this the end to Facebook? I am so done with social media. So, I don't know if you guys have been watching what's been going on with Facebook and how the data you know, had gotten into other people's hands and how people share our data. So every time I had a pap smear or a mammogram and I posted it on Facebook, some of the retailers saw that. Now I don't care because, again, I posted it up on Facebook. But now I guess the FTC or the Federal Trade Commission has confirmed that it is investigating Facebook's privacy practices. After it was revealed that the company allowed Cambridge Analytica access to the personal data of some 50 million Facebook users without their expressed consent. Now, according to FTC, they say the FTC takes very seriously recent press reports raising substantial concerns about the privacy practices of Facebook. So the FTC is confirming that it has an open, non-public investigation into these practices. That's what the agency said in a statement. They had declined last week to say anything but breaking news. They are now investigating. So, specifically, the investigation seeks to find whether Facebook violated a consent decree, which allows a social network to obtain explicit permission from users to share their data with third parties, that it signed with the agency in 2011. If Facebook is found guilty, the company could be fined up to $40,000 per violation. For its part, Facebook said it would comply with the FTC, noting that it would appreciate the opportunity to answer any questions that they may have. $40,000 per violation. Now, for a multi-billion dollar business like Facebook, that doesn't sound like much, but if they violated 50 million users, right, and multiple times, that could be a lot of money. So, UK Parliamentary Committee also asked for CEO Mark Zuckerberg to testify. Facebook stock has started to go down. Trust in the company, like Rena says, you know, is this Facebook's end? No, I don't think so. Call me naive, but didn't we subscribe and consent to anything on social media being at the discretion of somebody else to see? I mean, I'm a little shocked why everybody is shocked. I mean, of course they share data. Okay, I bought a pair of Spanx, okay, a few months ago. You guys know I wear Spanx, all right? You know, anything to kind of, you know, I'm leaning on my herniation. It kind of makes my tummy look a little better, you know, brings the breasts above the waist. So I like to wear some Spanx. And the size of the Spanx, let's just say, was not extra small. Can we just say that? We won't go too much into the size of Spanx, but I did not buy a size that was called petite or labeled extra small. Okay? I purchased that in the privacy of my studio. After my show, I was on the computer, and I decided to buy my undergarment that's supposed to be slimming and boob pushy upping. Okay? In the privacy of my studio. I was off air. Manny, I was going to talk to Manny about it. I talk to Manny about my underwear all the time. He's like, I don't want to hear it. So the only person who would have known about this was Manny, but Manny didn't want to hear about it, so no big deal. So in the privacy of my own home, I decided to buy a pair of Spanx. All of a sudden, we're talking like days, if not hours later, all these ads come up of different sized underwear and contraptions and clothes and things, which, very sad to my eyes, was not extra small in size. They looked a little bigger. You know, models that were a little bit more curvy. And I'm like, wait a second here. Okay, all I did was buy a non-extra small, non-petite size Spanx. And still, right now, I'm on my computer trying to give you guys the show, and I get these ads. I get ads for things that I should want to buy. I'm like, how do you know I'm in the market for a new dress or boots that are above the knee? How do you guys know? They know because of data sharing. Okay? Anything you buy online or view online, view guys, we're talking porn, all right, is going into some database. There's some history. I don't care if you erase your Google history. There is some history. That's how the FBI traces all sorts of stuff with people. You know, bad people that, you know, shoot up places and steal and whatever. They could go back into their system and find, you know, your travel record. Your cell phone makes a ping people know exactly where you are when you turn on your cell phone. On my cell phone, I have allowed, not notifications, what's it called, where you allow location access? Yeah, so whoever runs my iPhone knows exactly where I am. I'm in the studio, sitting on the hemorrhoid pillow, right? I in Las Vegas, Nevada. They know exactly where I am. So, we allow ourselves to be in this world right now where we don't have privacy. You know, when you go to the doctor's office, your medical records are supposed to be completely private. But your doctor isn't the only one looking at the records. The nurses are. The staff is. Because they have to process the paperwork. They have to process the billing. Then the biller knows your diagnosis code. And then the insurance company knows your diagnosis code. You know, there's not a lot of privacy. In the news, they were talking about ABC's Carl Schmidt. Los Angeles-based ABC correspondent has come out publicly that he is HIV positive in a moving Facebook post. And we've seen him cover the Academy Awards, Vanity Fair, etc. And so he has been diagnosed with HIV. He's 37 years old. And he posted that on Facebook. He said, I'm a 37-year-old HIV man who has been positive for almost 10 years. I work in television, and on the side of the camera, where for better or worse is considered taboo for people like me to be like me, for 10 years I've struggled with do I or don't I. For 10 years, the stigma and industry professionals have said, don't, it'll ruin you. But here's the thing, I'm me. I'm just like you, I have a big heart, and I want to be loved and accepted. And he goes on. So, in terms of privacy, a lot of us may not know what's going on in your life, and it takes somebody who has, cojones like Carl Schmidt to come out and say, look, this is what I have. And was like, oh, thanks for sharing, etc. But between you and me, our private stuff is seen by somebody that we don't know who it is. You know, sometimes we think, well, look, if we don't know who it is, it's fine. I mean, I don't know who is the lab tech who's running my pap smear. You know, and as long as I don't ever meet them, I'm okay with it. I know there's somebody that is now processing my pap smear results. I got them back. They were normal. But somebody's, going to do something with it. Somebody's got to file it. There's, we don't have that 100% privacy. So with Facebook or social media, absolutely. That's how they make money. They make a lot of money doing data sharing. And a lot of us have already, thrown in the towel going, look, they're going to know my birthday. Like me with Google. It doesn't make any sense to me trying to hide my age because it's out there on Google. Google already has me out there. My age is out there. Somehow somebody knew where my birthday was and it's there. And so I once I start to get to an age that I'm not very excited about, there's nothing I can do about it. It's out there. Same thing with some of the worst pictures of me ever taken. They're out there. And I've just had to, deal with it. It took me years. I was not good with the internet. I couldn't stand the fact that my private stuff was out there. But it's out there. And, there's almost a sense of relief going, you want to know what? Fine. Yeah, I had a big butt. There's a picture of my butt out. I mean, dressed, of course. But, yeah, I got a big butt. Yeah, that happens. My tissue is getting smaller, though. It really is. Yeah, I've dropped 2 pant sizes. I've been really excited. Damn, that's full of tushy. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with Facebook, but I'm not shocked. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the
the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.